Today is Friday, July 4th. I'm Megan Lynch. As heard in CBS News, House Republicans successfully pushed President Donald Trump's multi-trillion dollar tax breaks and spending cuts to final congressional passage. The legislation includes $4.5 trillion in tax breaks, balanced by $1.2 trillion in cuts to government programs. President Trump expected to sign it into law at 4 o'clock today, St. Louis time. Victims of radioactive waste dumped after the Manhattan Project feeling relieved.
We don't have the luxury of celebrating like others do.
The massive bill includes provisions of the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. Just Moms STL co-founder Dawn Chapman feeling emotional even as she thinks about the work ahead to help those who have developed cancer as a result of radiation.
We just want to make sure that the people that need this program can get access to it.
Reaction to the bill's passage from Amy Bluen of the Missouri Budget Project.
The budget reconciliation makes historic cuts to Medicaid and food assistance that are going to impact hundreds of thousands of Missourians.
She says 100,000 in the state will lose SNAP food assistance. Republican Congressman Bob Onder says he expects the extension of tax cuts to be good for your money.
I think it's going to supercharge this economy, and I think the American people will be very, very happy with the results.
Onder adds that the president promised to crack down on lax border security, which he says is addressed by the bill. Five people injured after a minivan reversed through a fireworks stand in the Festus Walmart parking lot. According to the stand owner, Brian Smith, the driver was being cited for hitting other vehicles before then crashing through the stand.
The way I understand is he had already hit two vehicles, and the police were doing a report and told him to back up. And he backed up.
And that's when he backed up into the tent.
Yeah.
Smith says the driver crashed into his employee before pinning a father and son under his vehicle. The boy was able to crawl out. The condition of the father listed in critical condition. Planned Parenthood says a new court ruling means abortions can resume, including in St. Louis.
Missouri voters last fall approved a constitutional amendment allowing abortion in the state. Then a court ruled that abortions must resume. Then in May, a procedural ruling from the Missouri Supreme Court put that on hold. Now a judge near Kansas City is allowing Planned Parenthood to resume the procedure once again. Margo Riphagen, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Great Rivers, in a statement says, quote, "The whiplash has created immense confusion for patients. There's concern, too, about legislators' efforts to ban abortion again. But for now, the judge's order means the scheduling of abortions can resume at Planned Parenthood facilities in Kansas City and the one in St. Louis in the Central West End. They'll start in KC again on Monday. This order does leave the hold on prescribing abortion medications in place." Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
KMOX News has learned a man accused of running a red light and killing two women outside a Drake concert in St. Louis intends to change his plea.
Guilty. That's how Monty Henderson will plead next week to two counts of armed criminal action and two counts of involuntary manslaughter instead of going to trial. Henderson is accused of running a red light and striking and killing two women, a mother and daughter, who were in St. Louis from Chicago to attend a Drake concert. Now, it'll be some time before we know how long Henderson will stay behind bars, as the sentencing assessment report is expected to take about 8 weeks, so we probably won't learn his sentencing until September. Afterwards, his attorney, Scott Rosenblum, declined to comment. Outside the Carnahan Courthouse, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
And KMOX has reached out to the circuit attorney for comment. There are four beaches to avoid if you are swimming this holiday weekend. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources says the four beaches have extremely high levels of E. coli. They are Lake of Ozarks Public Beach Number 1, Trail of Tears State Park, Harry S. Truman State Park, and Wakanda State Park in LaGrange. The next sample update is July 10th. St. Louis County Prosecutor and State Highway Patrol want to deter drinking and driving this holiday weekend. Highway Patrol Corporal Dallas Thompson.
Last year, over the 4th of July holiday, we had over 1,300 traffic crashes across the state over that weekend. And from those crashes, 560 people was injured and 14 people were killed in those crashes. Troopers across the state arrested 149 drivers for driving while intoxicated.
He says while troopers do not do checkpoints anymore, they do saturate an area with patrols and watch out for suspicious behavior. St. Louis County Prosecutor Melissa Price-Smith says her office won't hesitate to issue DWI charges or new stepped-up charges for celebratory gunfire either. Fireworks are not toys.
No, they're not. They're explosives. A warning from Dunklin Fire Chief Brad Williams. His department serves parts of Peavey, Herculaneum, and unincorporated Jefferson County. In those cities, fireworks can only be shut off on the 4th of July today. And in the county, the rules are looser.
Kids are using them around parents, adult supervision, making sure that, you know, when you shoot something that it's not going towards a house.
And aim those bottle rockets away from homes.
We have had fires in the past with fireworks that, you know, got shot into homes, into attics, and caught attics on fire.
Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.